council meeting for Wednesday the 4th of June. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:05 and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the Gadigal people whose land we're on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadigal elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome everyone. So as it is a special council meeting, we have three outlined items of business tonight. Item two, recording of attendance and apologies. Attendance there with apologies from, actually proof of absence from Councillor Taylor, apologies from Councillor Melville, and approved leave of absence from Councillor Gillingham. Item three, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the outset of the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. With that, I'd like to declare public question time open at 5:08. Are there any public questions? I declare public question time closed at 5:08. 3.2, public statement time. I'll declare that open at 5:09. Are there any public statements? I'll also declare public statement time closed at 5:09. Item 4, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Madam Mayor.
Councillor DeCash. Councillor Hooper. Madam Mayor. Councillor Hunt.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Haven't missed anyone else. Good work. Okay, item 5, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. If I could please have a show of hands, let it record 6-0. Okay, item 6, reports of officers. Item 6.1, corporate services. 6.1.1, financial management. 2014-15 budget, fee and charges, consideration of submissions. Have a recommendation there. Also, councillors, there is a highlighted in yellow recommendation, amended recommendation.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to add to that amended recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Councillor Jacob, to add an amendment.
To the recommendation. So the yellow copy that's highlighted, we want to... amend point two to endorse the 2014-15 schedule of fees and charges as presented to be adopted in the town's 2014-15 budget with the exception of landing fees and full fare one way to be the same as the 13-14 fees and rate and charges rates. As referred to on page 9.
Okay.
Then, sorry, it'll be reviewed or workshop, whatever words you'd like to use, with the introduction of the power and pushback ops. Furthermore, to be reviewed or workshop.
I'll put workshop to be workshopped.
With the introduction of power and pushback. Back ops operations.
Power and pushback
operations.
So
have I been specific about...
Just let me check, CEO.
So, Madam Mayor, I think that it would be best to actually use the word review, and that can form a workshop, that can form another agenda item. Otherwise, I guess workshop is really just an informal action.
Okay.
And I think we're suggesting that we need to formally review it, and that might comprise a workshop. So
formally review?
Yes.
Yep.
think after landing fees and full fare one way, as referred to on page 9. So as referred to on page 9 should sit up behind. Yeah, as referred to on page 9.
With the introduction of power and pushback operation.
We do need to report back on the budget implications of that. We do need to report back on the budget implications of that.
With
the
report to be brought back.
We can do as part of the budget adoption.
To elected members as to the budget implications of...
That's fine. Just a couple of things, if I can.
Yep.
Just for clarification, if we just make it with the exception of Port Hedland International Airport landing fees. I'm not sure the full wording, full fare one way.
I think that's what it says on page 9.
What's it actually called?
It says full fare one way.
Full fare one way, and then there's full fare return.
Yeah, but what does it mean? What is it? Is it?
It means if
landing tax, passenger tax.
It's a head charge. It's a passenger
head charge.
Yeah.
So it's a landing fees and full fare one way.
Dash one way.
Per brackets head tax.
Yeah, per passenger charge.
Per passenger charge.
And you need a dash between full fare and one way.
And per passenger charge.
So if we then go to as referred to on page 9, which is really, again, it's almost another bracket. Sorry, but it's almost another bracketed area. And I think what we're saying to be, which are to remain as per the 13-14 fees. That's really what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Retaining the same existing 13-14 adopted fee.
Yep.
I would actually make that a full stop, Joe, after charges, and want to do a second part. Two A and two B.
2.1.
Yep, and then B. These fees and charges are to be reviewed. Introduction.
Powering, which is the.
To be reviewed prior to the introduction of power and pushback with and after operations with the financial implications, so comma after operations, with the financial implications to be brought back to
Council
within the 14-15 budget. As part of the adoption of the 14-15 budget.
It just says power in.
Power in, dash in, push back.
Is that what you're seeking?
Yes.
You're happy?
Thank you. See ya.
All right. With your happiness, Deputy Mayor, could I add some additional parts? And now can I have a part 4? K Can I request... Request the CEO implement an emergency management measure which permits free Greenwise tipping by residents and businesses for a 2-week period following cyclonic events. Does that sort of cover what we're trying to do?
Or declare it?
But sometimes it takes a while for that Wanderer declaration, that sort of.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant that. Following cyclone.
Happy, if you want to. So. So I'm happy to add in declared if the Director of Engineering is happy
just,
with
just
that.
Just a cyclone, it doesn't need to be declared.
Yeah.
So we can just take out request the CEO.
It should
so you start with the council implement.
Yeah, whatever you're happy with.
So that way it takes out any ability to CEO to deny the request.
That's right, that's what I like.
Even more.
Okay, well, so you're all happy with that? Because I've got some additional parts.
Measure. you've got that and which?
So, council implement emergency management measure. That allows, or we just go that allows, free green waste.
That permits, not that which.
Free green waste disposal at the town of Port Hedland refuse disposal site. Do you know where it is?
The town of Port Hedland
refuse?
Yeah, refuse.
Disposal site by residents and businesses.
Alright.
following cyclone events, yep.
Yep. Okay.
Did you want the word council in front of it?
No, it's already proceeding at the top of the... That council.
Right. Now could I have, if you're still happy, I'll have to give you these, they're a bit messy, so I'll do it very slowly. Deputy Mayor, if you're still happy, number 5 now. Request the CEO to investigate the mechanism and cost... Request the CEO to investigate the mechanism and cost associated with the implementation of a Town of Port Hedland ratepayer 4-day pass, 4-day airport parking pass. And then, as a part 6, request the CEO to investigate the mechanism and cost associated with the implementation of a subsidy support for Shire of Roebourne and Shire of East Pilbara 4-day airport parking pass to utilise Eastern States and Bali flight services.
Just international.
Or international.
Interstate and international.
Could have that if everyone's happy.
International. States.
Yeah, I just want to help them out that they don't have any Eastern State destinations anymore.
Madam Mayor, I would suggest that if we're talking about international flights, perhaps you might need to qualify that international flights are 7-day flights. So you might want to, for international flights...
But I don't want to do it the whole time. 4 days is a bit of a bonus.
Well, aren't we subsidising it?
Well...
We're not talking about a full...
Subsidy support, or maybe just a support, maybe remove subsidy then, just a support for a 4-day airport parking pass. It's just to try and get Karratha people that don't have Eastern State flights anymore. And
so are we better off?
And Newman people come to, and go to Bali.
So just a point of clarification on that. Is it easier to account for a discount or is it easier to account for a 4-day pass?
Can't that be part of the investigation? So,
Madam Mayor, we're just suggesting that it might be for direct Eastern States.
Yep.
So in front of Eastern States, can we just have direct Eastern States and international flight services?
So I have a mover in Councillor Jacob, a seconder in Mayor Howlett. Do I have any further points of clarification or... You're okay, Councillor De Cash?
No, but...
So no points of clarification. Do I have any against the motion that's been put forward?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Speaker 4.
Madam Mayor, with regards to the request to hold the implementation of a rise to the landing fees and full fare and one and return flight is just to send a clear message that the Port Hedland International Airport is wishing to work with airlines to ensure that the relationship that we have moving forward assists and contributes to the redevelopment program and the expansion program that we have and our strategic objects for the Port Hedland International working forward. So that was the request. Secondly, I am in full support of Madam Mayor's point 4, 5 and 6 in particular with regards to the green waste. I think it's something that has been discussed at council level before, and this is just a mechanism to formalise both part 4 of that. Now you've taken away part 5 with regards to the 4-day airport pass is something that I think it, as a ratepayer here in town, I think it would be a good measure to return back to the community in the form that that allows them to park if they so want to go away for a weekend or other things. And certainly, I think taking in mind that of just recent occurrences, all of the interstate flights for the eastern states for Karratha have all been cancelled. They will now need, if they wish to come to Port Hedland to obtain a direct flight over east, and I think that would only enhance more business and also provide opportunity for the Port Hedland Airport, so I totally support that.
Speaker against?
Yes, madam, I'll speak against. I'll speak against point 6 where we want to give discount to our cousins down the road, Karratha and Newman. I think if they want to come and fly out of Port Hedland, then they should. They should pay with the appropriate money to park in our car park at the airport. We're going through a redevelopment stage at the airport, and I think giving our ratepayers the discount is fine, but not to get money from outsiders. I think it's detrimental to what the airport and the restructuring of the airport is trying to achieve. Thank you, Madam.
Speaker 4. I'll speak 4. Just in the sense it's just to investigate, Councillor De Cash. If we never investigate any opportunities and see what the costs, what the benefits are and what anything else associated with it, then we'll never be the wiser. So getting the CEO to do a little bit of legwork and investigate those, I think will be pretty handy for Council to make a informed decision going forward. Any other speakers for or against? Right of reply.
Madam Mayor, thank you. Specifically with relation to Councillor De Cash's objections to point 6, it really is a business opportunity and it certainly is only to bring back a report on the viability of that. Also, in line with that, in closing, we are all cousins in the Pilbara, and I guess the misfortunes of one town could be opportunistic for us while also providing them with incentive to fly out of the region rather than going to Perth and then flying out from Perth on to other destinations. I think the opportunity to keep the funds within the Pilbara's is a good opportunity. So if it does work out that the report is favourable, then I think it's a good thing for the town of Port Hedland International Airport.
Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of the recommendation as detailed, a show of hands, please. Those against the recommendation, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record 5-1. Motion is carried. Okay, now... worrying for a second, but I'm all right. 6.1.2, Financial Management 2014-15 Budget, Differential General Rates and Minimum Rates Consideration of Submissions. The recommendation is there and it flows over in bold till page 27 from page 23. This requires an absolute majority vote, councillors. Are there any points of clarification? There has been an amendment. And the difference is amended recommendation. Under point 2, GRV, with the value there of 3.5168, GRV commercial 3.7944, GRV industrial 3.4441, 4441. So if I don't have any points of clarification, can I have a mover for the amended recommendation? Move, Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Motion is carried with an absolute majority. Well done. Item 6.2, Engineering Services, 6.2.1, South Hedland Town Centre Modifications. I believe we have an amended version for that. If there's no points of clarification for the amended version for 6.2.1, with that in yellow, I have a mover in Councillor Hooper, seconder in Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 7, confidential items. There are nil. Item 8, closure. The date of the next ordinary meeting of council is Wednesday the 25th of June, commencing at 5:30 p.m. There's a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 18th of June, commencing at 3:30 p.m. Directly after this, and please stay for some nibbles and refreshments, non-alcoholic refreshments, because then we then have a community conversations event starting at 6 o'clock. So please do stay and enjoy and take part in that event. If there's no further business, I declare this meeting closed at 5:30 by my...